أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون till the end of the ayat. Translation: and those who give that which they give with hearts full of fear, because they know that they are about to return to their Rabb. They hasten towards good things, and they are foremost in doing good. Note: even though they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always afraid whether their charity will be accepted or not. The more pious a person becomes, the more he is overpowered by this fear. Nafs and shaitan often trick a person about his deeds being a good deed, whereas actually it is not so. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says that a mu'min remains fearful even after doing good deeds, but a hypocrite becomes fearless after committing sins. Many incidents have been mentioned in Fazail al-Hajj about people whose hearts were so afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they were afraid to even say the word labbaik, here I am offering myself for your service, in case they would be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does this ayat speak about those who steal, do zina, drink wine and other sins, and at the same time they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they have to return to Allah? That is to say, they are afraid of facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, it is about those who fast, who give sadaqah, and are regular in their salah. Yet they are afraid all the time of the rejection, that is, of not being accepted of these good deeds. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that it refers to those people who do good deeds but are fearful. Sayyid bin Jubayr rahimahullah says that it refers to those who give sadaqah but fear standing and answering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says that they are the people who do good deeds, yet fear that their good deeds may not save them. The face of Zainul Abidin bin Hussein rahimahullah used to change color when he stood up to read salah, and his body shivered. When someone asked him the reason, he replied, do you know before whom I am standing? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.